New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
Why do so many dogs die before their time? Actress and dog activist Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. Superfood Complete by Badlands Ranch is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including premium protein-packed beef, nutrient-dense organ meat, heart-healthy salmon, gut-healthy vegetables, and several superfoods vital to your dog's health. And because high-heat cooking can add unhealthy things to your dog's food, Superfood Complete uses air drying, so it gets cooked low and slow. This means it has the convenience of kibble, but the health benefits of whole foods. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible benefits, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 right now to get up to 50% off your order and a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's badlandsranch.com/save50 today. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary.
Hello from the studio in Nitro, West Virginia. This is Unreasonable Down. It's a podcast about West Virginia University basketball. I'm Josh Witt, and WVU beats Georgetown tonight in the Big 12 Big East battle, 73-60. So 7 games into the Big 12 Big East battle, the home team has won all 7 games. It happened tonight. And listen, West Virginia just got done with the battle last week for Atlantis. That was a long battle. It was a 3-day, 3 overtime games battle. A battle on foreign shores. And West Virginia came back stateside with a signature non-conference win over Gonzaga, another win over a conference opponent. And so they find themselves tonight in a shorter battle, the Big 12 Big East battle, but still a battle. And that's a lot of battle. You know, it was a lot of battle last week, then a week break, back into a battle against a team that's probably not as good as any of the teams you played in your big battle. And it's just an obvious spot for a letdown. I was concerned about how the Mountaineers were going to perform for this battle. It's not a competition for battles, but maybe a lesser battle tonight. What kind of energy? You could pump yourself up for a 3 days, 3 overtime battle, and they proved that they could do that. What kind of juice do you have for the lesser battle? I'm not saying it's lesser. If it was a competition, probably a lesser battle. And guess what? The first half, West Virginia looked a little, what's the right word? Sleepy? Not a ton of energy. Georgetown got a few second chance points, maybe more than what we'd like. Great first half from Epps. And Georgetown had a lead at halftime, 2-point lead. And West Virginia comes out in the second half cold. And DeVries has to call a timeout before the first TV timeout. Just no energy. Shots aren't falling. And West Virginia, for the next few minutes, they could cut into the lead. And then every time West Virginia would get it down to 1 or tie it, Georgetown would build the lead back up. Not a crazy lead, but they responded each time. And West Virginia is down 4 with 14 minutes left. And then the energy changed. And then, you know, how they were kind of sleepy and weary. Somebody stepped up. And it's not who I would picture if you had to guess who gave the team life? Three Stacks changed the game. Ed Andre 3000 changed the trajectory of this game. He was an extraterrestrial, out of this world, things like that. He comes in, he gets a dunk off of a offensive rebound by DeVries, finds Ed Andre, dunk. Then he blocks an Epps layup. And that block was so fresh and it was so clean. And then a few plays later, he blocked another layup attempt. And I'm watching it, and my wife's watching the game too. And when it's happening, I'm like, hey, look, baby, he's blocking their shots. And the crowd went wild as if Holyfield had just won the fight. Complete energy change. Like, even Coach DeVries, I love his energy, and specifically in this middle part of the second half. It was like, have you seen the music video for Bombs Over Baghdad? And you're familiar with that song, maybe? That kind of energy is what Coach had on the sideline. He's like fist pumping and hey, crowd, get into it. And the game went from West Virginia down 4, 43-39. Ed Andre does his thing. All of a sudden, 5.5 minutes later, West Virginia's up 12. And during that 16-0 run, I wanted to feel like that forever. All thanks to Ed Andre. I mean, yes, team effort. Shout out to Javon Small. Another strong game, especially when West Virginia was sleepy in that first half. Javon was keeping West Virginia afloat. I mean, what's cooler than being cool? Ice cold? Javon is ice cold again. He keeps doing it. He did it overseas. He brought it back to Morgantown. Shout out to Sincere Harris. Check the box score. Sincere Harris has numbers across the box score. Rebounds, plenty of them. Almost got the double digits. Steals, block, assists. He did it all. He's still looking for the three. And he didn't do everything. But he's going to find it. And I trust that Sincere is going to find it. But he's got a stronger weapon that never runs out of ammunition. He's ready for war, okay? Shout out to a strong second half for Tucker DeVries. Kind of quiet in the first half, but he made some big threes in that 16-0 run. You know, in all honesty, when you're analyzing Tucker DeVries' game, every once in a while, I think he needs a golden calculator to divide. The time it takes to look inside and realize. You know what I mean? Shout out Toby Okoni. He's brought back his scoring from the Bahamas. And he took it from the ballroom to the Coliseum. Now 4 games in a row of double-digit scoring. Hey, yeah. But I will remember the Georgetown game as the Ed Andre game. He played his part. And when you don't have your A game, which West Virginia did not tonight, and you still find a way to pull away, number one, it's so refreshing from last season where West Virginia, in a bad season, had flashes, could put together a few good minutes of basketball, not still, you know, and not have their A game, but couldn't pull away or couldn't get over the hump. And this team did that tonight. And this is a performance I hope to see in Big 12 play, where they're not going to have their A game every night. And there's going to be there's battles coming. Spoiler alert, more battles. And, you know, the Big 12 schedule is you don't go to another country. You don't need a passport to go to Provo, but that's twice as far away from Morgantown as what the Bahamas is. And you go to Lubbock and you go to Colorado. So that's going to happen. Those are, that have travel battles. And West Virginia is going to give themselves chances to win some of these battles with their defense. Did not have, I'll keep mentioning this. I'm only focused on Coach DeVries' offense prior to coming to WVU. With this particular group, the defense is what's carrying them. And we're 8 games into the season now. West Virginia is 9th, as I'm recording this, in Division I in block percentage. Ed Andre had 4 blocks tonight. West Virginia had 6 blocks total. 9th in Division I. To put it in perspective, you look at the block percentage for an entire season, and this is just 8 games, but West Virginia's block percentage right now is higher than both Sagabaugh Konate seasons. He had 3 seasons with WVU, but I'm talking about the first 2 with Press Virginia. It's higher than that. And so there's plenty of games left. I don't think West Virginia can sustain this, but the point stands. That's amazing for what coming into this season, and I said in this microphone, they're undersized. Well, they're blocking a ton of shots. And Ed Andre did it tonight, but Tucker's doing it a bunch, Cecil Harris. It's happening. And tonight, West Virginia held Georgetown to 38% from the floor. West Virginia got 19 points off of turnovers. Defense is carrying the load early on. And yes, it's Javon Small scoring in the first half that keeps him afloat. But it's also, it was a little sleepy defense. Like a couple of those threes, they got looks where somebody didn't come out and take the extra step. Drives to the basket. Guys got to the basket. There was no resistance or very little resistance. And that changed in the second half. And so the defense is carrying the load. And that's a big win tonight. Holding serve. West Virginia is now done with 2/3 of the non-conference schedule categories I laid out in the preseason. West Virginia is done with the 3 non-bye games. Those are against UMass, Pitt, and Georgetown. I predicted correctly that they'd go 2-1. They've done that with the only loss to Pitt. You got 3 Battle for Atlantis games. I thought they'd leave with 1 win. They have 2. So based on one man's prediction, West Virginia is 1 game ahead of that, and they'll finish the bye games portion of the non-conference schedule this month. But was nervous going into this one, proved true in the first half. Ed Andre flipped the switch, and then it was Southern playalistic Cadillac funky music in the second half.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
Why do so many dogs die before their time? Actress and dog activist Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. Superfood Complete by Badlands Ranch is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including premium protein-packed beef, nutrient-dense organ meat, heart-healthy salmon, gut-healthy vegetables, and several superfoods vital to your dog's health. And because high-heat cooking can add unhealthy things to your dog's food, Superfood Complete uses air drying, so it gets cooked low and slow. This means it has the convenience of kibble, but the health benefits of whole foods. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible benefits, go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 right now to get up to 50% off your order and a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's BadlandsRanch.com/save50 today. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
This is a basketball podcast, but I have to talk about what's happened on the football side. And I have to wish head coach Neil Brown the best in his future endeavors. He was let go by WVU over the weekend after a really bad loss to Texas Tech in Lubbock. Finished his final season at WVU with essentially what his record in his 6 years at WVU was, which was 500. I don't know if that's exact, but this they're playing a bowl game, but they finished 6-6. And Neil Brown's not coaching the bowl game. I'm not a football guy. I watch football. I have no idea what's happening. I react like, oh, touchdown's good. Oh, he ran far, right? Don't know what's happening. So much is happening watching football. So I don't get it. But what I know from a casual fan standpoint, the Neil Brown era at WVU had very few blowout wins over BCS teams, a number of blowout losses as climbing was happening and post-climbing, descending. And everything else was kind of close to the middle. And that middle had some close wins and some close, you know, probably some heartbreaking losses within those close losses. But just like, I mean, the Neil Brown era was like the eighth seed in the NBA playoffs. It's like you're around 500. If you've made the playoffs, you're going to lose in the first round. You beat the teams that don't make the playoffs, but you can't advance past the first round. And Neil Brown got the bowl games. It was very lukewarm. The pH level was just right. It was right at 7. You know what I mean? What will I remember from the Neil Brown era? Well, that first season in not a what's the under the bowl championship series? The playoff champion. It used to be 1AA. They played their 1AA opponent. Or a 1AA opponent in 2019. And West Virginia was up 17 late in the game. And West Virginia went for an extra point. And instead of kicking an extra point, the placeholder got the ball and just kneeled it. And Neil Brown explained it after the game, the analytics. I don't think I've ever seen that before, ever. So it started out on an interesting note, you know? And I'll remember after the 2022 backyard brawl that video to fans that did not have the impact he was expecting. I'll remember that Houston game, the Hail Mary. I'll remember him getting a mayonnaise bath after the bowl win last year. That ring around the rosy play against Penn State. Like, there's some highlights, some fun stuff. But it didn't work out. He tried his best here at WVU. Probably would take back that trust to climb stuff because at some point, it's not a stair machine at Planet Fitness. Football's not a stair machine. Like at some point, you're gonna descend, and then what are we doing, right? He tried his best. It didn't work out. And he said on the radio today with Hoppy that he'll probably be a head coach somewhere next season. And he was successful before WVU. And wherever he lands after WVU, I'm sure he'll be a class act, represent his employer well. And I wish him success in his future endeavors. Unreasonable Doubt is under the Smoking Musket umbrella. Go to smokingmusket.com. Read the articles about WVU sports. Listen to West by Pod, another podcast under the Smoking Musket umbrella about football. Joel and Jordan do a great job there. Join the Smoking Musket Discord. Follow Smoking Musket on social media. Do all that stuff and join me underneath the Smoking Musket umbrella. After a couple of weeks in the light of cable television, West Virginia goes back underground. Back to ESPN Plus for the rest of the calendar year. And so the next game is Tuesday, 7 p.m. in the Coliseum. West Virginia plays North Carolina Central. So we get a directional school. NC Central currently 3-7. One of those three wins are against a D1 opponent. The other two are not Division I opponents. And four of their losses are by single digits. Not a highly ranked team in the Ken Pomeroy computer. The defensive metrics look rough. This team's small. You know, West Virginia gets the rep of being undersized. NC Central, they got one guy that's 6'9". Everybody else is the tallest guy. And he's the center. So West Virginia, this will be one of the few games in the season that West Virginia has a size advantage against their opponent. But throw out sizes, throw out statistics. The Eagles are going to be led. And I don't know if this is true or not as far as the leader of the team. But for me, he is. Just by his name, the NC Central Eagles will come into Morgantown and be led by junior guard Po' Boy King. And when you're dealing with royalty, obviously Sincere Harris is going to be the guy guarding Po' Boy King. Who guards a king? Sincere's up for it. And this will be NC Central's toughest opponent, the Mountaineers. But I can guarantee, on the flip side, the Mountaineers are not going to face another Po' Boy King. I mean, that's the guy's name. How awesome would it be to know someone in your life who, maybe that's not their Christian name, but, hey, my buddy's the Po' Boy King. Oh, yeah? That's awesome. Can I meet Po' Boy King? Can I try his Po' Boy? To get a fried oyster Po' Boy from the Po' Boy King, that has to be the best sandwich ever. And I don't know if your Christian name is Po' Boy King, that you are on the hook for making a good Po' Boy. Irrelevant. He's going to play basketball in the Coliseum, and then he's going to do the rest of the season. This is a WVU podcast. I'm rooting for Po' Boy King to have a good game. Call me a traitor. I wish people success in their future endeavors. I want West Virginia to win convincingly. I want to see something from Po' Boy King. How about that? Man, that's... Let's back off the I'm rooting for Po' Boy King. For sure, after the game Tuesday, I'm rooting for Po' Boy King in anything he does. I'm going to scale it back and say, I want to see something from Po' Boy King on Tuesday night. That's it for this episode of Unreasonable Doubt. Listen on all the platforms, or just pick one. Apple Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts, Overcast Podcast, Pocket Cast Podcast, YouTube. Until next time, I'm Josh Witt. WVU for the 2024-2025 season, they have 6 wins and they have 2 losses.
Mm-hmm.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.